Hey guys, I cannot wait for you to hear this message because I know that there's somebody right now that needs to hear this. This is something that I think comes up quite a bit, and it is all about shame and guilt and forgiveness. We're going to dive on into that in this episode, so let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so one thing some people don't realize is that part of the reason we struggle to create content is actually related to a lack of forgiveness and holding ourselves hostage in shame and guilt, which is such a tough pattern. It's something I don't love. And I know because I've been there before and I've seen so many people who have gone through this where you maybe made a mistake in the past or did something that you're not proud of. Maybe you handled the situation in a way that you don't like, or maybe you're just dealing with a whole bunch of pressure from clients that feels like you're never going to get out of this like drowning sensation. And it actually really affects the way that you show up and create content. And so before we dive into the content from this episode, I actually recorded this. I brought it from my Greece mastermind in Santorini, Greece, earlier in 2019. And what I want to do is I'm going to share a little bit of the audio with you from that Greece mastermind. It was one of the more powerful and thought-provoking talks while we were in Santorini because it really got people thinking. And so I'm going to share that with you guys. But first, I want to preface it with saying that I've gone through a journey of forgiveness. And one of the things that's so crazy about the journey of forgiveness is that first, it really starts with looking at the people who you have offended or who have offended you, and taking a look at them and not necessarily inviting them back into your life, but just kind of mentally saying, you know what, I forgive you. And there's another side of that equation that is so powerful. And I have some friends who specialize in this, Chris Work of Chris Beat Cancer and Stacey Martino of Relationship Development. They're two great resources who have really supported me on the journey of forgiving people who have offended me and also forgiving people who I've probably offended too and discovering kind of what that balance is. But the second part of that journey is about learning to forgive yourself. So many times we hold ourselves into this pattern. We put ourselves in this pattern of shame, which I'm going to explain in a moment. I call it the shame labyrinth. And part of the process is truly forgiving yourself. Let's dive on into this episode so you can really hear kind of what I'm talking about. This is so powerful, and I know that this is affecting some people. I've seen people talk about this quite a bit. And so I am excited to hear kind of how this episode impacts you. And I know that this is gonna honestly start to open up a whole bunch of you, your ability to create content without stressing or feeling like there's this whole level of tension beneath it or under the surface. So let's just dive right on into that audio from Santorini, Greece. Who here has more than one client? Pretty much everyone in the room. Have you ever had all of your clients all performing and everything's going great for more than a week? Maybe. Some people are like, sometimes. Has anyone ever had an entire month where nothing is going wrong with any of your clients? There's no fires. Brandon's like, yes, but he does websites, and that's awesome. It's a little, you know, that's awesome. I love that. I'm jealous. Maybe I should start doing websites. We all have setbacks, right? We all get that email where you're like, dang it, this client's ticked at me. Does anyone ever feel like they can't win? You could have 9 clients where you are crushing it, and you get that one email from a client, and you're like, I don't feel like I'm winning anymore.
because that one client isn't winning. And instead of thinking about how well everything's going for the nine and asking ourselves some key and crucial questions about the one, we allow the one to determine our state. And what does that look like? When it comes to creating content, one client or one hiccup or one bad scenario or something that we're embarrassed of or something that we don't want to admit, a setback, makes us believe that we can't show our best selves on social media. Is that spot on for some people? We can have nine clients where we are thriving and one keeps us from stacking our wins on social media because you feel like a fraud. Is this true for anyone? Isn't that nuts? And why is that? That's because we're all ethical human beings who actually care about others. But who here knows that you're serving those nine well? Is that a reason to stop trying because of the one? I don't know if I can draw what I'm trying to draw, so I'm probably gonna not try because we've learned that when I draw without thinking, bad things happen. But I... You want me to try? I'm gonna go with no. Today's going so well. Shame is something that keeps us down here. And shame is never a good thing. Never. I talked about this a little bit on one of the hot seats, but I know not everyone has had the opportunity to see that yet. But shame is this really interesting thing. Actually, I might be able to draw this. Okay, hold on. Now it's gonna happen. Okay. Okay. Anyone know what I'm drawing?
Yes.
I don't actually know how to draw one of these, so I'm just gonna do my best. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a labyrinth. Shame is a labyrinth. When we find ourselves in this labyrinth, we enter and we say, all right, I really hope that I can get to the other side, which is success and happiness and feeling good about stacking our wins and creating content and finding that state of flow. Does anyone say, like, I'll create content when everything's going smoothly? Right? So we put ourselves in this labyrinth and we're going all the different ways and, oh, maybe, you know, I don't know. Am I okay, that's not the right way. Dang it, I feel like I've been here before. The thing that is so crazy is we are keeping ourselves locked in this labyrinth of shame because of the one thing that's not performing. The fact that you care about that one thing means congratulations, you're not a psychopath. You care, right? That's a good thing. But it's not a reason to not shine. And it is not a reason to not create content. And it is not a reason to not stack your wins. You can still live your life out loud and be happy. You don't need to let that one client, because I know you guys have all experienced this, you don't need to sit there thinking, what is that one client gonna think? Who does she think she is creating an Instagram story talking about eating ice cream at 3 a.m.? It's okay, you can be happy. This labyrinth is a lie. The labyrinth of shame is all a lie. And the crazy thing is, in a way, you knew it from the beginning. Because when you walked into the labyrinth, you knew that there was a path right away to where you wanted to go. But instead, you chose to stay in the labyrinth. I want every single one of you to recognize that shame is a labyrinth, and you already have the path out. It's a choice. Ooh, 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 ooh.